With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Tony Barnhart. We call him Mr. College Football, and he joins us now. Tony, what's going on?
You know, guys, it's really amazing. And in the summertime, in June, July, you never think college football is going to get here. And then it starts. And then after we shut it down Saturday night, we're going to be one quarter of the way through the season. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're exactly right. It goes fast. So too might be the Jeremy Pruitt era in Knoxville. What do you think – what is the, I guess, way forward for the Volunteers from this point, Tony?
Well, an old coach told me a long, long time ago is when you're in a hole, the first thing you need to do is quit digging, okay? Mm-hmm. So first of all, you got to quit digging. You've already dug yourself a big hole against teams you shouldn't have beaten. Now, they'll take care of Chattanooga, at least I think they will on Saturday. And then you got to start getting ready for the meat of your schedule. At this point, look, you can't be making changes and all. You know, this is how Tennessee got into trouble, okay? Mm-hmm. They're making changes every 2 or 3 years, and they've gotten no stability. And as a result, the roster is just a mishmash. They don't have nearly enough players. So Jerry Pruitt just needs to coach his team. And Philip Fulmer just needs to keep an eye on what Jeremy Pruitt and his staff are doing. But right now, there's nothing to do other than get ready to play your next game.
I'm with you, Tony. I think you got to be patient if you're a Vols fan. I did want to ask you, though, if you do the unthinkable and lose to Chattanooga, is there a caveat there where maybe there's just too much damage, you've got to do it there? Just want to know what your thoughts if you get it to L versus Chattanooga.
Would you have a Hall of Fame coach like Philip Fulmer sitting in the AD's chair? One advantage it gives him is that he knows what it will look like mm-hmm. if the players quit listening to the staff and the players quit on the staff. And that's when he would have to step in and figure out what to do next. But until then, here's a stat. John Adams wrote this in the Knoxville News Sentinel, and I didn't realize it. Jeremy Pruitt's coached 14 games at Tennessee, head coach. He's 5-9. Johnny Majors in his first 14 games at Tennessee, 4-9-1. Okay?
Yep.
Johnny Majors stayed for 16 years. Although I will say the world was a much more patient place then than it is now.
Folks are being patient with Chad Morris, right? I mean, we don't think they're going to win the SEC game, maybe, Tony, for another 5 years. But folks knew. I guess with Tennessee, it's because of the expectations, but should those expectations be adjusted? That's they're being patient in Arkansas. Should we apply the same patience in Knoxville, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, you do need to take a look at the roster. And everybody said, I thought the ceiling for Tennessee this year was 6 or 7 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they'd be thrilled to get to 6 wins right now. And so, yeah, you got to take that into consideration. I try to tell my Tennessee fans, well, we used to be this and we used to
right.
be that. Yeah, that's what you used to be. I said, but look at the roster, okay? it's not about the name, it's about the names on the back of the jersey. Mm-hmm. Who's playing for you? And Tennessee's had offensive line issues forever, and they just aren't a very good football team right now.
I know we're not quite there yet. I mean, we'll see what happens the rest of the way. Certainly the Volunteers have a brutal middle of the schedule. But in terms of attracting, name brand quality coaches, Tony, I mean, can they still do that?
Sure. Listen, it's an SEC job. It's an SEC job that's in the top half of the SEC. They've won a national championship. They got great tradition, great facility. It's all there, but it is among – take the top 6 jobs in this conference, the traditional powers, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Florida, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee. Take those traditional 6 powers, and Tennessee by far is the toughest job of that group. Why? Because you got to get on an airplane and you got to recruit the nation. You can't get enough players within a 5-hour radius of Knoxville. You've got to recruit Georgia. You've got to recruit Texas. You've got to pick up players here and there. It's just, can it be done? Yeah, Philip Fulmer showed you it can be done, but it's not easy to do.
What about the argument, Tony, that Tennessee can't own those places like maybe once upon a time they could. Now with Georgia, right, dominating the way they are in that state, with Texas A&M and Texas, you know, certainly doing what they're doing in the state of Texas, that it's just harder. I mean, I've just heard people, whether there's merit or not, which I guess is what I'm asking you, that you can't rely on the state of Tennessee recruiting, you know, when Georgia and Texas might be off limits the way they are.
Well, to me, that's an excuse. I mean, if you can't get the players in Georgia, then you got to get them somewhere else. Okay, yeah. You got to go. There are 25 players out there who would love the opportunity to come to the University of Tennessee on football scholarship and play in the Southeastern Conference in front of 100,000 people every week. You know, there are 25 guys out there, but you got to go find them. And I don't buy the excuse. Now, is it harder to recruit in Georgia now? You better believe it is.
Yeah.
Because Kirby Smart's going to get the guys he wants. And everybody else recruits Georgia. It's harder, but it's still doable.
Tony, could you believe your eyes in the fourth quarter when LSU's throwing that ball around up six instead of running it out and eating clock? I know we'd been told they were going to do this, but still, it was fun to watch. And Joe Burrow sure slung it around. How about Orgeron sort of taking his hands off and letting it all happen?
It is a transformational moment, because I'm sitting there watching it, and not only 99% of LSU coaches, 99% of them, you got a 37-31 lead.
Yes, sir.
You've got the ball on your own 25. There's 4 minutes to go. Every coach on the planet Earth is going to say, run the ball,
right,
use some clock, and make them use their timeouts. Ed Orgeron got on the horn to Steve Ensminger and Joe Brady up in the press box. Guys, what do you want to do, run some clock? They said, no, sir, we are going after it. We're going to throw the ball, and we're going to score. And they did.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be the winning touchdown. It was an amazing thing to watch.
We are, of course, talking to Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football, on Twitter at Mr. CFB. Michigan, I guess you would say they squeaked by Army, and Army made some mistakes. So, you know, it was definitely it was a tooth-and-nail type of victory. What do you make of Michigan, Tony?
Well, I promised myself I would not pick Michigan in the top 10 until they, like, actually beat a top 10 team.
Yeah.
You know, can Coach Khaki Pants finally win something? Army is a team that makes you play ugly. Remember, they held the ball for 44 minutes against Oklahoma last year,
mm-hmm,
and had a chance to beat them. And so, yeah, here's the deal at Michigan. They still haven't figured out how to use Shea Patterson. I mean, Shea Patterson comes there from Ole Miss. Hugh Freeze sure knows how to use him. And then they haven't figured it out. Until they do figure it out, they're not going to be as good offensively as they're going to need to be to beat the Ohio States of the world. Because we're seeing what Ohio State's going to do, and they're going to go, and they're going to go fast. And Justin Fields is going to have a big year, so Michigan has better figure it out.
Tony, I want to take you back to LSU real fast. Do you think Burrow does this all year long? Do you think by the time they get to Tuscaloosa, he's still in the Heisman race, he's still throwing for 300, 400 yards a game, and then we've got a mega game there for Alabama-LSU? What do you think?
Well, you do have to tap the brakes a little bit.
I know.
Look, I was very impressed with what he did. It was just extraordinary. But he was playing against the Texas defense that gives up a lot of points,
mm-hmm,
right? Those Big 12. We need
those
to have
defenses.
The same conversation on where's the date? October 12th, when LSU plays Florida in Baton Rouge, and that defensive front of Florida, and Todd Grantham, who's really good at confusing quarterbacks and stressing quarterbacks and stuff like that. I want him to play against an elite SEC defense. Then we'll know how much hype to give the guy.
I guess we will find out after an athletic director hire is made. But Tony, is it possible that Clay Helton has sort of started, you know, the process of saving his job there at USC?
Well, you know, when they lost Daniels at quarterback, you're saying, boy, these guys are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting, because you got a new athletic director this week, a new president, and it is always interesting to see what happens. I will keep that. You know, I think all of us wonder what's going to happen there, and is Urban Meyer available and willing? That will be the key.
If Tennessee wanted to get wild, right, and pull a Texas A&M, we got a big package for you, just like they had for Jimbo, and go after an Urban, would he do it? Is that still a job even for him? Is that job still high enough in status for an Urban Meyer?
Well, I think it is, but the question is, is USC available?
Sure.
I think USC is, you know, all those players in Los Angeles and California, playing in a conference that's infinitely more winnable. the glamour of being out there. So I think
you'd wait
depends.
If you're yeah, Urban, you're saying.
You're absolutely going to wait.
Yeah.
If you're a quarterback, Tony, why would you go anywhere other than Oklahoma?
They seem to do okay with quarterbacks.
I mean, it's wild. It doesn't matter like what you've done. Like, you're just going to go there and you're going to be a video game.
Well, the fascinating thing was, I think we all wondered, you know, obviously we know Jalen Hurts and his skill set, and we know that he doesn't have the same skill set as Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. So what does Lincoln Riley do with the skill set that Jalen Hurts does have? Well, guess what? We found out. They're going to run it and throw it just enough and put incredible amounts of pressure on a defense. And so I'm, you know, in that conference with mm-hmm. those defenses, I fully expect Jalen Hurts to have a monster year.
Chad Morris, Tony, I was messing around earlier, but I like the guy. I really do. And I think the right move mm-hmm. is to be patient down there. Do you think he gets one this year? Do they? I guess best chance maybe Mizzou at home to close out their year? Maybe?
Yeah. I picked them to go 0-8 in the league last year,
okay.
And I thought they may be looking at 0-8 again. I think Missouri's had their hiccup. I was there last week and had a chance to talk to their folks, and that was just a bad, bad loss in the against Wyoming for them. So I don't know if they get a win or not. But listen, I'm telling you, you talk about the Tennessee roster being in bad shape.
I know it.
Arkansas roster was in horrible shape when he got there. He thought he'd fixed the quarterback room, but he hadn't got it fixed mm-hmm. yet, and they don't have what they need on the line of scrimmage. So it doesn't look real good for the Hogs.
Tony, how are we feeling about Will Muschamp at South Carolina? I know maybe this is the year now without Jake Bentley. I mean, it's probably not necessarily fair to gauge, but results have been pretty mixed for him there in that job. How are we feeling about Will Muschamp at South Carolina?
Anytime you start evaluating jobs and what you're doing in a place like South Carolina, you got to put it into some kind of historical context.
Uh-huh.
All right, Will Muschamp has been – this is his fourth year. He took teams to bowls in his first 3 years – there. That's never been done.
Yeah.
Okay. He won 22 games in his first 3 years at South Carolina. That's never been done. So historically, they are about what now? The loss to North Carolina is a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't lose that game. And he knows it. And so they're hoping about, you know, and they're not going to beat Alabama this weekend. Will Muschamp is fine. Okay. They just moved into a $50 million training complex that I've toured it. It's absolutely gorgeous. And they're recruiting well to it. I mean, they were able to go out and get Ryan Helinski from California to play quarterback, his quarterback that everybody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to South Carolina because one of the setups they've got there. So, is next year a big year? Yeah, it'll be a big year for Will Muschamp because it'll be his fifth year. But this, you know, they play a ridiculous schedule, as you guys know, and it's going to be tough to get to a bowl with that schedule. But in terms of his job security, Ray Tanner, the AD, is a national championship baseball coach and knows how this thing works. I think Will Muschamp's fine.
Tony, we appreciate the
Thank
time
you
as
the
always. Great
sir.
Stuff.
Okay, guys. See you.
Take
he
care.
He is Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football. You asked about Urban Meyer, and I was listening to Gary Parrish earlier this week, and he had like a clip from Urban Meyer talking about the job.
Saying it was a top 10 job.
Yeah, and he mentioned Memphis actually as a reason why. Like, he mentioned the talent in Memphis as a reason mm-hmm. why that job is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's familiar.
Say Clay keeps the job because of what this freshman quarterback's doing.
Yeah.
Like, they end up having a good year. Could Meyer get the itch if Tennessee got froggy? Say you lose to Chattanooga if you're Tennessee and all of a sudden you got to do something.
Yep.
Could you go throw all the money at Urban, and would he take it now if USC is not immediately available?
Well, I think
sounds like
to.
Tony. Yeah. Sounds like Tony says you wait because Tennessee's still not that good of a job anymore that you jump at it. I don't know. That money, you throw him a Jimbo like contract like
and
Texas
they got
A&M
it.
Did. You know they got
it.
They got it all day.
Yeah.
Now the thing would be, well, what if he doesn't win? What if you get the wrong guy? Well, Urban Meyer's not going to win, right?
We
all
know
still
that.
Believe he's going to win big.
Now, there's going to be some
he'll
stuff.
He'll get that thing popping again.
There's going to be some stuff in 3 years that comes out, but he'll win.
It would take a lot of dominoes falling in a couple of different ways, right? USC can't open.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if it
that would really be the only job you would perceive as better.
And
that
and is that a guy that could get it back, which is what Tennessee fans ultimately want? They won 98 again. They want the thing popping again. And you know he's, you know, could do that. So.
This feels kind of like they're Gruden, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of think it's dream stuff.
Yeah.
I do. That's why I wanted to bring up with Tony. Sounds like he thinks.
Because that still is a rebuild job.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean?
And you can still get better players at USC if you've got that popping.
Exactly. Okay? USC, so, you step in and you're winning. And that's you're what I'm top 15 team pretty much immediately.
And even though Clay's got it turned around right now, again, it's a freshman quarterback. They could come back down to earth. And you could have that thing immediately.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to watch the rest of the season play out. And honestly, I just think for Tennessee, it's just like how much willpower they have left once they get through these next, you know, five games.
I think you need to go 6-6 if you're Pruitt. They're going to go 1-6, and then they need to win the final five.
Yeah. And that's going to be tough to do given the way the schedule shook out. But if they do that, I certainly do think he'll be back for a year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Adam Fuller going to join us. We will be joined by the Memphis defensive coordinator for the first time this season. Things have certainly changed for them on that side of the ball this year.
He's got a top 15 defense.
Yeah, he's a major reason why. We will talk to him at 12:25 about all of that. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.